from Fanendra Gaura Prabhu. Subject is the perfection of devotion. Our glorious Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, first of all, I would like to thank you and your disciples for making your lectures accessible to everyone. These and your books have been very helpful in my different situations. Regarding the 5th April 2013, post, which you sent on BBK Sangha, title was The Perfection of Devotion. It says that simply we have to learn how to love Krishna. That is perfection of devotion. Otherwise, it is not possible to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Krishna does not know himself what he is. This is from a room conversation of Srila Prabhupada on July 6, 1972 in London. I would like to ask you, how is it possible that Krishna, being omniscient, does not know himself what he is? What is Srila Prabhupada trying to explain here? Thank you very much.
Well, first thing, Prabhupada's not trying to explain anything. He's just making a statement. Srila Prabhupada's quite competent to explain whatever he wants. It's not that he tries to, but he doesn't do it very well. So it's not a very good way to phrase the question. Srila Prabhupada explained this, that Krishna, he's omniscient, but his own glories are always increasing. So, if Krishna knows himself, but then his own glories are always increasing. So, it's as if love, and that also the point that Krishna's love of Krishna is also increasing. So, that's described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that between Radha and Krishna, there's a competition of love between them. Radha's love for Krishna is always increasing, Krishna's love for Radha is always increasing. So, Krishna, of course, he fully knows himself in one sense, but then love of Krishna and Krishna's own qualities of beauty and his attractiveness, they astonish even Krishna. That's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoting Lalita Madhava, that Krishna himself, seeing a reflection of himself in a pillar in Dwarka, becomes astonished how beautiful he is, and he wants to relish that beauty, so he takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do so. So these topics that, when we say to understand, it's not like understanding chemistry or physics or mundane logic, it's beyond that. So, understanding means we simply accept. Krishna is so great. Krishna is so great that even though he knows everything, his own greatness sometimes eludes him because he is so great. So, these are topics like the narration of Narayana putting an elephant through the eye of a needle. How can you understand it? You can't understand it. You just accept it, that's all. Don't try to understand everything. Krishna's not understandable in that sense.